What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When the camera's rolling, I like the danger in it. The heart pounds. It defies logic. It's thrilling to me.
The James Harden watch has struck gold, and this is what's burning. Blockbuster trade yesterday, Jack, James to Brooklyn, and a lot of moving pieces. So Houston Rockets will receive Victor Oladipo, Dante Exum, and 8 picks. The Cleveland Cavaliers will take Jared Allen and Torian Prince. Indiana Pacers receive Caris LeVert and a second round pick in 2023. And the Brooklyn Nets, obviously, get James Harden. What are your thoughts on this finally going down? We all knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm glad it happened. So, you know, guys like Boogie and John Wall can have a respectable season, have a respectable teammate. And also James can get somewhere he wanna play. You know, I know he will. Everybody's saying he needs a championship to fulfill his career, you know, and I think going to Brooklyn gives him a great chance. And I like it. It's good for basketball. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for KD and Kyrie because this is a good look for him, especially in the East.
There's never been an issue with James playing. I think, obviously, this year took on a life of its own. He had his mind made up in the summertime or maybe last year that he wasn't coming back. And I just kind of think the way he handled it possibly could have been different. But at the end of the day, when James wants to play and he's ready, he's one of the best players we've ever seen. So I think he'll be happy in Brooklyn. What does this do with the Kyrie factor now? To me, I kind of thought it was almost an insurance policy. Kind of Kyrie is still up in the air. We don't really know what's going on with him. We saw what Stephen A. Smith said yesterday, thinking that, you know, if Kyrie wants to step away, he should retire and do what he needs to do. You and I talked yesterday a little bit, and I kind of brought up the Maya Moore situation. You know, you've spoken to Kyrie, you know, like I said, social justice is on his mind. There's a lot on his mind, and I completely understand that. Similar to what Maya Moore did. Maya Moore is arguably one of the best players in the WNBA, stepped away, handled her business in the social justice field, and I think she'll be returning to basketball soon. What are your thoughts with, first, the dynamic of Kyrie returning, and then if he does possibly return, how good could this big three be?
I definitely think he will return soon. You know, a lot of people think that what's going on in the world today is more important than anything, especially a sport. So as some form, I get it. But me, as being a guy who was known as the ultimate teammate, you never leave your teammates, you know, with where you are with them up in the air. And I don't think that's the situation. You know, I know he communicates with his guys, but I think he'll be back. And the dynamic of having them three guys, I mean, it has to scare everybody in the league because, you know, if these guys can come together, put the right guys on the bench to come in and do the dirty work, man, these guys can definitely come out the East. But I know the NBA is looking like, oh, man, it's another three-headed monster we got to deal with.
Well, this is trouble, and this I say this as respectfully as possible. I've never imagined Kyrie as a third option. Can you imagine your third option being that fucking good? Like, it's incredible the talent that team has now. Do you think that Brooklyn gave up too much?
Nah, anytime you got a chance to put James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving together, and all them guys wanting to play together, you have to do it. I don't care who's on the bench. I don't care if you had, you know, some all-stars, some Hall of Famers. All those guys got to go to pair these three together.
Gotcha. Well, we'll be looking out for them. I still think they're favored in the East, obviously, more than ever now. We're all awaiting Kyrie's return to see what this three-headed monster look like. Next up, Houston Rockets. I completely understand the frustration coming from that locker room. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously in the locker room, the goal should be winning, and anything that distracts that is obviously a distraction. We heard John Wall speak. We heard DeMarcus being as blunt as he possibly could. We heard Chris Wood speak. What do you feel like the attitude and mood in that locker room is right now?
Well, I mean, like I said, us being players, I see it from both sides. They have the right to be upset, and they have a right to say the things they said. You know, like Boogie said, the disrespect started way before that interview. You know what I mean? Not showing right. up. You know what I'm saying? Looking like you not want to play. The disrespect had been started. So, you know, they was waiting for a day where they'll have 15 guys in the locker room that all want to be there and all on the same page. And I understand it with James, too. I mean, once he said on that news conference that – It's a relationship that can't be repaired, then, you know what I'm saying, I respect him for going somewhere where he wanted to win a championship because that's the only thing that's missing from his career.
There's never been an issue with Harden going out there performing. Obviously, his mind was made up, and we didn't see the best James. We saw a lot of shenanigans going into training camp. He comes into camp, the heavyweight champion of the world, looking like – and just not performing, you know, at 17 points a game. I think he was leading the league in assists at 11, though. But you can tell we've been amazed by him the last handful of years, and we know when he wants to play and he doesn't want to play. And I think the energy was felt by his teammates. You know, it's like I said, everyone was well within their right to speak their mind because at the end of the day, James is a superstar, but there's a whole other locker room that makes him go and makes that team go. So these guys were tired of the bullshit, and I'm sure they're happy he's gone. And then on the flip side, you're receiving Victor Oladipo, someone who's on an expiring contract, but someone who plays his ass off, doesn't do much talking, just goes out there and hoops. I think he's going to fit in great with Wall and Wood and DeMarcus coming back, PJ Tucker, Eric Gordon. So now they kind of have, you know, what they're moving forward with. I wouldn't be surprised if they made some trades at the deadline, but along with who they picked up, and they're a lot, they also got 8 picks in the draft. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think Houston's going to be sitting in good. You know, I mean, it kind of reminds me of what the Nets did a handful of years ago with KG and Paul Pierce. They went all in with all their picks. Nothing turned up that time. What will turn up this time? So, like I said, I think the Nets are happy. I'm sure they're obviously waiting Kyrie's decision or situation to get him back in the fold. I know Houston's happy just to move forward, and it's going to be some fun basketball. But I also think what these moves did is they put pressure on the Eastern Conference. They put pressure on that Eastern mm-hmm. Conference going into the trade deadline that guys got to make moves. You know, if I'm Philly, if I'm Milwaukee, if I'm Miami, if I'm Toronto, I'm trying to get Bradley Beal. I think Bradley Beal is someone who's been playing his heart out, hottest player in the world, and he's not doing nothing with Washington. I kind of just think he's wasting all his best years there. So Bradley Beal is a great two-way player that really – by the move the Nets made, kind of push the ante up in the Eastern Conference to kind of make some other moves. So It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Let's not forget Caris LeVert moves to the Pacers, a blue-collar team that I think is right in the mix right now in that fourth position in the East. Someone who just dropped 40 the other day, a very solid, no-nonsense type player. I think that's a nice pickup for Indiana, Jack.
Yeah, real solid. You could drop 40 with KD on the court. Now you got your own team. Indiana's a solid team. I don't have them being in the top five or six teams at the end of the season. They're going to squeeze it. They might have a chance to squeeze in the playoffs, but having him going to Indiana and just being able to rock and be an offensive player like he can be is going to be a good look for him.
Absolutely. Going to get plenty of shots over there. The Cavs. So the Cavs picked up Jared Allen to add to their ever list of centers. They got five people on as centers right now: JaVale McGee, Kevin Love, Drummond, Allen, and Larry Nance Jr. What I think this move does is allows them to trade Kevin Love now. I think Kevin Love will probably be gone before the deadline. He's tired of being in a dead-end team. His career is, you know, he's on the backside of his career, but I still think a healthy Kevin Love can help any contender. So I think what that move does is definitely frees up Kevin Love, but who really knows what they're trying to do with all those centers over there right now. At the end of the day, Jack, who do you feel won this trade?
Man, Brooklyn won this trade by far. You talking about Kevin Love. Slide Kevin Love to Brooklyn for a little change. Hey, but Brooklyn definitely won this trade, man. Anytime you can get James Harden, one of the best scorers of all time, I mean, you win this trade. I don't care what you have to give up. You win, hands down.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think the world is excited about the possibility of this new big three. Arguably, we've never seen a scoring combo. I mean, we saw it in Golden State, but this may be another level of that. You know, we've never seen a scoring trio of this caliber. So I'm definitely excited to see what Brooklyn does. And it just makes, you know, it strengthens our position at the beginning of the season. We both had Brooklyn coming out of the East, and this definitely strengthened their position.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.